It's your life. Live it. Live on AWR SID Media. From broadcast to baptism.
Pastor Odette, good afternoon to you. Welcome and thank you very much for agreeing to talk to us.
Good afternoon. How are you? I'm so delighted that I can speak to you.
Same to me. Thank you very much, Pastor. So what exactly is the relationship between sin and morality?
When we talk about sin, like what the introduction we had yesterday, we know that there is no sin without breaking the law of God. You see? So the important thing that we need to know as we delve into our discussion that if there was no law, sin would not be available. So when we talk about the law, we are talking about the relationship between sin and morality, our baseline and that's the baseline.
Okay. So how do you define? Yesterday we got a definition and an introduction into what sin is, but then again, morality. What is morality?
When we are talking about morality, we are talking about a state where someone adheres to the law of God or obeys the law of the Lord. You see, we talk about morality, the goodness of our character or the habits that aligns to the goodness when we are addressing the issue of someone being morally good.
Okay. And then ethics, what are ethics?
Ethics. Now, when we talk about ethics, the perspective of ethics has to do with the things or the concepts that people have values that they live with. Initially, when we talk about ethics, we include the values that people live with. For example, when we are talking about patience, it's a value, it's a virtue. So when we talk about ethics, we are talking about these values that people live by.
Okay. All right. So how do moral and ethical perspectives influence our definition of sin?
Now, coming back to the concept of sin in relation with moral and ethical perspectives, we will see that these values that has to do with ethics and the issue of character, they are all coming from a baseline, which is the law. And when we talk about law, we realize that when men transgressed the law of God, man was separated from God.
Okay.
Right?
Okay.
So when man was separated from God, naturally from within man, there are no good moral behavior that can just come naturally. And there are no good values that can just emanate from man naturally, because when sin came into man, man was removed from the concept which God had made him to be what? Morally good. So when we're talking about moral and ethics, for a man to be morally right and ethically right, he needs a connection with divinity.
Okay.
Yes.
Is sin subjective or objective in nature?
There are many debates that are emanating these days around theologians about this thing, about sin. Some they say it's subjective, some they say it's objective. So it's very dangerous for a theologian just to say, I say it's subjective, or it's objective. But taking it biblically, you realize that sin, when God is defining it, he is just saying It's a separation from me. And I believe that everyone on earth is under this statement. So it's one who can choose then to say, can we say it's objective or it's subjective? Because it is an issue that has a lot of debates within the Christendom.
Right, right, right. Is sin a useful concept for guiding ethical decision making?
Yes. When we talk about sin being a useful concept for guiding ethical decision making, I would safely say yes. Why do I say yes? Because when you make decisions in the context of sin in ethical decision, you realize that without the touch of divinity, men will never choose that which is right.
Right.
Yes.
Okay. So, do sin and morality change over time? And if so, how?
Yes, when we are talking about change, the only object that brings change in terms of sin and morality is the Word of God that God has given to us.
Yeah.
So how does that bring change? If someone decides to believe in the Word of God and obey the Word of God, they are fruits that we experience after accepting and believing the Word.
Okay.
Yes.
All right, all right. And then does the act of labeling something as a sin imply or, well, moral judgment on those who commit it?
Okay. I would say labeling something as a sin from the issue of moral judgment, it has two things that we need. I think your question has got two things that we need to address, right?
Mm-hmm.
The first one, does the act of labeling something as a sin imply a moral judgment on those who commit it? That's the question, right?
Yes.
Yes. Now, I would say yes. Why do I say yes? Because everything is hinging on the concept that I've been talking about from the beginning of the law, right? So when someone does not have the highlights of the law, because the law gives guidance, the law gives protection. So when someone does not have the highlights or the guidance of the law, indeed, morally, we can say it implies on moral judgment to those that commit it.
Okay, I got it. Here's my final question. Does the concept of sin itself have a place in modern secular societies?
The concept of sin definitely has a place in a modern secular society. Why? Because whatever that we experience now, that is wayward, and that does not go along with the laws of God. It's actually evidence that sin has taken hold, has taken charge in modern society and secular society.
Okay, I hear you. Thank you very much, Mfundisi. Appreciate it. Please give us a word of prayer before we part ways.
Thank you. Let us pray. Father, we want to thank you for the lesson that we got today, the lesson on moral and ethical perspectives. How much we pray that as your children that you have made, we can know your law and be able to be used by you and be able to obey that which you want us to do. Bless the listeners and bless those who seek to know and understand better these concepts. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. And Mfundisi, thank you very much for your time. Looking forward to your lessons for tomorrow. Have a wonderful day further.
Thank you. Bless you.